In the 7:30 edition of the latest headlines, the Democratic Labour Party launches its election manifesto, promising to reduce some taxes and the size of the cabinet. Prime Minister Motley signals this may be her last term. Barbados records two more COVID-19 deaths as the positivity rate exceeds 23%. Britain's Prince Andrew relinquishes his military and royal titles as he battles a civil case over alleged sexual assault. Good morning, I'm Michelle Brathwaite. Details coming up. The Democratic Labour Party last night launched its 2022 manifesto in Brereton, St. Philip. Some of the party's candidates made their case in front of scores of DLP supporters. Some addressing the topic of governance, candidate for St. Philip South, Neil Marshall, says they intended to reduce the size of the cabinet as he thinks it's simply too big.
How can you explain a small country like Barbados having 26 ministers and a country like Great Britain in which the population of London alone is over 20 million having less ministers than we here in Barbados? It is completely unexplainable. And the Democratic Labour Party, I can assure you, will make sure that one comes back into office on the 19th of January, that the size of the cabinet will be such that it will ensure that Barbadians' taxpayer dollars are meant to provide that any ministers will have a full day's work.
The DLP's candidate for St. James South, Ronnie Yearwood, says they will be providing financial and technological support for both students and teachers.
We will support our teachers. We will provide grants for them while they're working from home. We will help them with their electricity bill. It is unfair and is unjust on teachers working at home. We've not provided the environment to support them, and then we expect them to perform. We will ensure that all children have Wi-Fi and tablets. There is no way you can function now within a modern world without it. And we will provide $1,500 annually for students between the ages of 16 and 30, as long as they're enrolled in an educational program for more than 6 months.
Meantime, DLP President Verla DePisa says that once elected, changes will be made to the country's tax framework to ensure that Barbadians can save money.
We need to have a rejigging of our tax structure in order to make sure that our people have a little bit more in their pockets that they can spend. One of the provisions that we will be moving forward with is to make the first $15,000 of your annual bonus free from income tax. Most people don't get a bonus anywhere near this when the year comes. And so it is expected that this will touch and concern the majority of Barbadians. And as a companion to this, an incoming Democratic Labour Party administration will reduce income tax on pensions from 25% to 12.5%.
The Barbados Labour Party's candidate for St. James Central, Kerry Simmons, says the trust loan fund created under the BLP administration has created job opportunities for many. Speaking at the Barbados Labour Party's mega campaign meeting at Emerald City Car Park last night, he said that the initiative has also helped to keep many small businesses alive.
Between 2018 and now, 4,019 businesses in this country have benefited and are still in business as a result of the trust loan and paying back the people money, though. And those 4,019 businesses have employed 5,600 Barbadian men and women, though. That's 5,600 people employed in Barbados because of an intervention by the Prime Minister.
Leader of the Barbados Labour Party, Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley, says that Barbados's transformation will take more than 5 years, and the BLP's team is capable of seeing the process to the end. She says she believes this will be her last term.
The transformation is more than 5 years. I have said over and over that I believe that this will be my last term. This country must move to the level where it recognizes that it has abundant talent that must be given an opportunity to serve. If I have to take an example, in the Caribbean. I take the example of PJ Patterson. Let me do my work to help transform this nation, and let me step aside and let this team continue the work.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. Political analysts continue to believe that the calling of the general election during the COVID-19 pandemic could impact the turnout and the outcome. Pollster Peter Wickham also sees an opportunity for the Democratic Labour Party to pick up some seats.
It really is about what impact COVID will have. And I think I'd said a long time ago that if you look at a normal swing pattern that you would have in a general election, the Democratic Labour Party would struggle in all but three seats. There are three seats that could be delivered to it based on a normal swing pattern. And this would be St. Michael Northwest, and also St. John. The question is whether or not this will be a normal swing pattern. And that's a difficult question for me to answer without reference to empirical data.
Pollster Peter Wickham. However, UWI political scientist Dr. Christina Hines sees the Barbados Labour Party having a clear advantage.
The campaign has certainly picked up on all sides. I think I still continue to believe that the BLP has a bit of an edge over the other political parties, which is somewhat obvious because they called the election. And since they knew that they were calling an election, they were a bit more prepared. So we see that in the earlier release of a manifesto, for instance, as well as some of the other publicity they were doing for their candidates, having up posters, having a presence both online and in the face-to-face that was quite uniform for all of their candidates. So they did have that advantage.
UWI political scientist Dr. Christina Hines. President of the Entertainment Association of Barbados, Rudy Maloney, says the reopening of the sector has gone well despite the Omicron threat, with promoters strictly adhering to the protocols.
COVID is not in one area. COVID is all over the island, all over the world. So we expect that persons will catch COVID, which is unfortunate. But what we are saying is that the guys are following the protocols, the patrons are following the protocols, which have been put in place by the health personnel. So that's pretty good. People are understanding more and more. More people that you talk to, they are learning to live with it. And that's the way forward. That's the way we are going. We are always concerned about persons and persons' health, whether they're Barbadians, whether they're visitors. We're always concerned, and we will always try to follow the protocols.
That's President of the Entertainment Association of Barbados, Rudy Maloney. Two more people have died as a result of the COVID-19 virus. On Wednesday, a 52-year-old unvaccinated man and a 72-year-old partially vaccinated man succumbed to the virus at the Harrison's Point facility. A total of 577 in new cases, 251 males and 326 females were also recorded by the Bestos Santos Public Health Laboratory on January 12th from the 2,439 tests conducted. The positive cases comprised 110 persons under the age of 18 and 467 who are 18 years and older. The number of people in isolation facilities is 100, while 4,181 are in home isolation. As at January 12th, there were 269 deaths from the virus. The Caribbean Tourism Organization says it remains positive about the continued rebound of the tourism industry, even in the face of uncertainty caused by the ongoing pandemic. Despite the region grappling with the effects of the new Omicron variant, which is affecting international travel adversely, the CTO said it is heartened by the recovery experiences and the lessons learnt in 2021. And Buckingham Palace has announced that the Duke of York's military titles and the royal patronages have been returned to the Queen. A royal source says Prince Andrew will stop using the title His Royal Highness in an official capacity. According to the source, the Duke's roles will be given to other royal family members. It comes as he faces a civil case in the U.S. over claims he sexually assaulted a woman when she was 17. And in the headlines, the Democratic Labour Party launches its election manifesto, promising to reduce some taxes and the size of the cabinet. Prime Minister Motley signals this may be her last term. Barbados records two more COVID-19 deaths as the positivity rate exceeds 23%. And Britain's prime Britain's Prince Andrew relinquishes his military and royal titles as he battles a civil case over alleged sexual assault. That's been the 7:30 edition of The Latest. Listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 256-6397 to receive breaking news. I'm Michelle Brathwaite. Good morning.